Andy, on the face of it, we faced a similar match to we did at Stafford, in that we're playing against opponents who are fighting for their lives in not ideal conditions, but we seem to cope with it a lot better today. Were you more pleased with that?
Yeah, I think the Stafford game, obviously, you know, we were on, you know, a real good run, and you know, you don't want to change too much too soon. And also, you've got to find out about your squad and players, and that day, I think we were literally just about to make a sub, and we conceded, and all of a sudden, you know, we get ourselves back in the game, and then we concede late on. But we had to learn from it, and you know, I feel we've done that today. We played the pitch, and you know, first 10-15 minutes they threw everything at us going downhill, and we knew it was going to be tough. But I think after that first, you know, 10-15 minutes, we settled in and, you know, started to get a bit more of a grip of the game, created a couple of chances, but it was always going to be tough going, you know, uphill first half. And then obviously second half, I just felt we passed the ball a lot better. I think we could have, you know, at times looked after it a little bit better. That's probably being picky, but you know, I just thought it was a just real resilient performance away from home.
Yeah, I mean, I remember Adam Lockwood saying when he was a manager that over a season you probably win more games grinding them out than you do playing champagne football.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean we can't play the right way. I felt against Stafford we weren't ourselves in the way we wanted to play. You know, a pitch can be not a great pitch, but you can still look after the ball and play. And I thought we played. I thought actually when we went 1-0 up, we were better 1-0 up with the ball, and then we went 2-0 up, and I don't know, something changed a little bit. We just weren't keeping hold of it as well, weren't, you know, playing it the way we were 1-0. But you know, credit to the lads, we've not played for 10 days. With a game getting called off on Saturday, you know, there's not really much we could do Saturday. So it's 10 days where we've not played a game, and coming into a heavy pitch and a tough pitch, you know, credit to every single one of them.
And after they pulled one back a bit, I guess they're on the play, it was a nice goal though. We seemed to manage it well for the last 10 minutes, so they didn't really threaten them much again, did they?
No, but, you know, again, you know, I think we've called upon that experience. You know, even at Stafford, we've enough experience on the pitch to manage the game. And that's what we said tonight. You know, from now to the end of the season, there's no point in having a squad if you're not going to use the players and the experience around them. And there's some players that haven't been playing when we've been on that good run, i.e. your Gabs and Tongi. But, you know, like I've said to them at the time, if they were in the team and flying like the others were, then, you know, when we just took them out, it wouldn't be, at that point, it wouldn't be fair to do that. So they've been patient and, you know, they've waited for their chance. And I think, you know, between certainly them three, Jordy coming back in there as well, we just wanted to freshen it up a little bit, just, you know, in terms of the mindset. And you know, whoever we put out on that pitch tonight, it was always going to be about the result and moving it forward.
And the second goal, it was a long kick from Ollie Battersby, which Gabriel then stuck in. I mean, you probably practice your combinations in training, and then you get a goal just from a straight kick, don't you?
Well, you know, when Tom Denton's up there, he causes havoc, and certainly today what we wanted to make sure that happened is, you know, we get bodies in and around him, which was Gabs, which was, you know, Tongi or Prince or Lee Whelan or Jordy, you know. But Gabs has got that little bit of magic when it's needed. I think you know, he's kind of not been in the right frame of mind recently, whether it's... whether it's been because he's not started games or sometimes run of form. You know, certainly when we came in, he was on a great run of form and he continued that for a month or so. Then he got injured. So sometimes you need to have a little step back to then go again. And, you know, from now to the end of the season, he's going to be a huge player for us.
It certainly felt in the second half that he just suddenly clicked. And
yeah, definitely. And, you know, again, you know, we're out with, we are without Callum Murphy at the minute, who's, you know, he's been outstanding the last six games. But again, if we want to do anything this year, everybody needs to not take things personal if they don't play, but when they get the opportunities, take it. And that's how a squad works. So it's, you know, everyone's fought tonight, like we have done all season, really. But, you know, we now need to rest and recover and get ready for another big game on Saturday.
Is Callum out for one more game?
Yeah, he's one more game, yeah.
Was Lee Whelan booked today? We weren't sure.
Yeah, he was booked, yeah.
He was, yeah. We didn't see the card, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, again, he had another fine game, we thought, anyway.
Yeah. You know, he kind of holds us together in the centre of the park and allows... He does all the dirty work, really, and allows the others to kind of go and get involved in other areas of the pitch.
And Radcliffe on Saturday, I know before the workshop game, which was... eventually cancelled. I mean,
yeah.
You were saying that that the crowd is very important to us in a home game, so I would have thought that applies equally to the Radcliffe game.
Yeah, you know, there wasn't a huge crowd here tonight, but the ones that we brought, they made a lot of noise, and you know, we're thankful for that, and we're going to need that Saturday because you know, we've got, in my opinion, and I'm sure in a lot of people's opinion, Radcliffe have had an absolute tremendous season. Mm. You know, Bern and Jono have put together a hell of a squad there who, on the day, are absolutely outstanding. But we've just got to, you know, try and upset the party and basically focus on our game. And you know, I'm sure they'll be wanting to come to our place and beat us. You know, so hopefully it'll provide a good spectacle on the day. But we, you know, we know how good a team they are. You know, they're probably, like you'd probably say now, they're a couple of wins away from getting getting the title. So that's how important it is for them. But you know, if we want to be getting up and we want to be in playoffs, it's just as important for us.
Nice challenge.
Yeah, exactly. Well. You know, like I said, when I first come in, we weren't near the, you know, the playoff areas, and one thing I wanted to be able to be doing is, you know, the back end of the season coming into the last couple of months, at least we got something to fight for and give the fans, you know, that excitement. And I think out of everybody, we've got the hardest running, real hard running with everybody who's fighting to get in there. But it's, you know... Sometimes it's better doing it the hard way.
Yeah, well, you can work both ways because then you're in charge of your destiny, aren't you?
Definitely, yeah. But there's some fantastic teams this season fighting up there. You know, Lancaster have come late now. There might be someone else who comes late, but all we can do is just focus on our game.
Lancaster lost 5-0 tonight.
All right, so.
Thanks, Andy.
Cheers.